Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up, what's up? This is your boy, Minister Aaron D. Hubbard, coming to you live from In the Lion's Den. Yes, sirree. Look, y'all, like I said last night, I don't know what's up with God and these messages he be giving me. You know what? It's not really about preaching or teaching. It's about speaking my own mind. That's why I thank God for the title of my radio show, Speak Your Mind Now. So, and this was on today's schedule. It was just like, I came home from work, had a pizza in my hand, wanted to chill out, relax, you know what I'm saying? She was on Netflix, I can watch real quick. And like, you know, I've seen it before, but the movie, The Butler with Forrest Whitaker caught my attention, so I'm going to watch this again. And, you know, if you've seen The Butler, it's kind of disturbing, but that's how they used to do it back in the day. But that's not what got me to do the show. What got me to do the show was, if y'all remember Oprah Winfrey being a character of Forrest Whitaker's character's wife, she brought up the topic about, you know, the mother of Emmett Till out there marching. And that sparked a sense of interest in me that said, you know what, I got something to say about this too. It has been over 60 years since the brother Emmett Till was brutally murdered and kidnapped. By two white men in the city of Money, Mississippi. We all know a story about how it became the story of him visiting his great uncle, and him and his best friend went to the store, and supposedly they were whistling it or talking to a white woman at the store. She got offended, went back and told her husband everything that happened, and he went and got his stepbrother who he was, and dragged him out of the house where he was staying with his kinfolk and beat him senseless, and murdered him, putting a bullet in his head, and then sinking him into the Tallahatchie River where he laid there for 3 days before his body was found. So that got me going on today about this show, and I looked up that story about Emmett Till and how he was done so horribly wrong. And I just want to go back for a little bit and just tell you what I've seen on Wikipedia now. This is very disturbing still to this day, because should nobody have to go through this kind of nonsense because somebody was either talking to or whistling at this woman who is the opposite race. Now, when I say the opposite race, I don't mean basically white. I mean, if you're black and a person's Asian or Mexican or whatever, that's the opposite race. So, but in this particular case, the woman was white, and back then in the 1950s, there was a lot of racial tension in that part of the state, especially in the South, because Arkansas was one of them, Georgia was one of them, Mississippi was one of them, and probably some parts of Texas, and of course, probably Louisiana too. So we had to be very careful what we did. Back in those days, you know, my grandfathers and grandmothers, even our own parents, lived back there where racial tension was highly engaged. So, but what really caught my attention about this story was how the two men who were accused of killing Till, it's just disturbing. And it's just sad how that kind of racial hatred is even in today's society. So, I'm trying so hard to keep my composure to this, because this is very disturbing for me as a preacher slash teacher to wrap myself around this. So, oh my God, this is crazy. The two men who were accused of killing this young teenager was named J.W. Millam and Roy Bryant, which was the woman's husband at that time. Oh, my God. Please help me with this, Lord. Please help me. They were acquitted because of lack of evidence. That sounds very familiar. They said that due to the body being the way it was back then, they didn't believe the justice system of the courts back then did not believe that that was Emmett Till, and Emmett Till was still alive. His mother back in Chicago, Mamie Till, she wanted an open casket to show the world how they beaten and murdered brutally her son. And I know y'all seen the pictures by now, but if y'all haven't, just look up Emmett Till and you will see the pictures of him in a casket, bloated because of the water that was so much in him. For 3 days, that's a lot of water. And I think, I make sure rest in peace now, but I thank God that Mrs. Till had the audacity to say, no, I want my son to have an open casket funeral. Because I want the world to know what they did to my son. And my hat goes off to mothers like her because there are mothers even today. You know, Trayvon's mother, Michael Brown's mother, a whole lot of mothers and fathers who are losing their children over senseless violence. God forbid if any of y'all have any kids, take care of your children and watch over them like you should. Because we live in a world now where hell has gotten loose. And I know you can't control your kids 24/7, and I understand that because God can only do that. And I'm not saying this to hate on anybody's parents or anybody's children, but we as black folks need to raise our children better than we used to be. And what made me so sick tonight was when I read the caption of what J.W. Milam had said in a interview with Look magazine in 1956. Now, this is the stepbrother of Roy Bryant. And what I'm about to read to you or quote to you tonight is very disturbing because this happens even today in the 2016s, in 17s, in 18s, in 19s. Racial divide is not just from one race. Racial divide is everywhere. But we as black people, I'm not just picking on us per se, but since I am an African American male, I got to speak my mind about what I say, how I feel about my own people. Amen. We as black people need to learn how to get it right and straighten ourselves up on this nonsense because we are smarter than this. We don't have to let anybody of any race get us so angry that we have to go out and do violent behavior toward other folks. Now, y'all may not like when I say, you know what, I really don't give a damn. I really don't. This is my show. God gave me my show to speak my mind. That's why our show is called Speak Your Mind Now. I'm speaking my mind on certain things y'all may not want to ever talk about again. Oh, that's back in the late 50s. Well, I don't care when it was. It's still wrong. So I'm going to read to you what Jason and Milam said to Look magazine in 1956. And this really pissed me off. It really did. But it still happens today. And I quote, well, what else could we do? Now, this is after the fact that they drugged Emmett out the house, beat him senseless, and then had the justice to murder him with a bullet to his head, and then put his body in the river. As you can tell in my voice, I'm still pissed off about it because that happens even today, how we are losing our black men and black women to senseless violence. And then say this too, if I cuss, don't judge me. Because I don't know any normal person in the world today who would be not so angry, oh, sorry, excuse me, who would be so angry and not, oh, my God, okay, thank you, Lord, thank you. This is what J.W. Milam said to Look magazine in 1956. Well, what else could we do? He was hopeless. I'm no bully. I never hurt a nigger in my life. Wait a minute. Listen to the words that I'm saying to you. J.W. Miller said to a representative of Look magazine in 1956, well, what else could we do? How about leave him alone? Just talk to him. He was hopeless. Really? A 14-year-old kid can defend himself against two grown men? I'm no bully. I beg to differ. You can drag him out the house and beat him since then and have the nerve to kill him. I never heard a nigger in my life. Well, you heard this one, and he ain't no nigger. He's a black man. Y'all are not getting what I'm saying to you tonight. Let me say it one more time. J.W. Miller, Look Magazine, 1956. Well, what else could we do? He was hopeless. I'm no bully. I never hurt a nigger in my life. I like niggers in their place. I know how to work them. But I decided it was time for a few people that got put on notice. As long as I live and can do anything about it, niggers are going to stay in their place. Oh, we are? Are you really? You mean black folks? Okay, well, we'll see about that. Niggers ain't going to vote where I live. If they did, they'd control the government. They ain't going to go to school with my kids. And when a nigger gets close to mixing sex with my wife, the white woman, he is tired of living. I'm likely to kill him. Me and my folks fought for this country, and we got some rights. I stood there in the shed and listened to that nigger throw that poison at me. And I just made up in my mind, Chicago boy. And I said, that's how you said it, Chicago boy. I said, I'm tired of sending your kind, down here to stir up trouble. And he used God's name in vain. I ain't going to repeat that. Blank you. I'm going to make an example of you just so everybody can know how me and my folks stand. Oh, my God. J.W. Miller, I don't know if he's alive today or let me know. Let me look at it real quick. I don't know if he's alive right now or let's see. Where is he at now? I don't see him, but wait a minute. What happened to Jake? Just Bryant Miller? Oh, okay. Here we go. No, that's the widow. I'm sorry. I don't know where it is. I don't know. I don't have the mask to look for right now because I'm so disturbed. I'm so disturbed by this foolishness that we had to live in even back then or and now. He was 6'2", 235 pounds. A big man, Millen was. Golly, this is crazy. Okay, well, this is the trial that's going on read in the script, so I'm going to leave that alone for now. But I don't know if he's still alive to this day or what, him or Brian. My God, help. This is disturbing. This really is disturbing. Okay, Millen died of cancer to the bone in 1981. And, okay, they are dead. And Roy Bryant died of cancer. No one ever did time for Emmett Till's murder. See, they got off. Some people say they got off easy. I say they didn't. Because once, the Bible says once a man dies, he's appointed for judgment. That means God will have the last final outcome of the major trial that's going on in heaven or that has happened in heaven. They got off scot-free. They did. They were acquitted from a murder of an innocent black teenager. There is no acquittal in heaven. It's either guilty or innocent. And it's because you are acquitted of a trial here on earth don't mean you're innocent. And I'm going to say this too. I don't care what y'all like it or not. Like I said, this is my show. I did not agree with the O.J. Simpson trial when he was acquitted of murder. I don't know what happened. I was not there. But somebody knew who did it. Somebody knew who killed Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. I'm not taking sides from either one of these people, families. I'm just telling you what I think. Because if you did do it, you know who did do it. And if you didn't do it, you know who did do it. If you didn't pull the trigger or stab the people with a knife, if you know who did it, guess what? You are just as guilty. It's called an accomplice in trials. And sometimes the accomplice versus the actual murderer gets more time than the murderer. Isn't that strange? I had a friend back in Little Rock. He and his friend robbed the liquor store, an Asian couple, killed them both. He didn't actually pull the trigger. He was the driver. But the court saw as him being the driver, he should have had more sense to get away from the incident as it was going down and call a cop or something. So the court gave out the sentences of the killer 25 years. Not to life, just 25 years, maybe 30 years. They gave the driver 80 years. So, and I don't mean to get off track right now, but when you do stupid stuff or hang around dumb people, you just as the fault is the rest of them. Because I had to learn the hard way myself. I'm hanging around these knuckleheads in school. I knew they were ignorant. I knew they were stupid. I knew they did all kind of dumb stuff. But me being around them, I was just as guilty too. So when Milam said, kept repeating the N-word all the time, that really pissed me off. And I don't care what Webster Dictionary, you can tell Webster I said it. You can tell the chorus I said this. You can tell anybody who you want to and their mama, I said it. That I don't care what the definition of the word nigger is in the book, which they talking about of a person who's of dark skin color. That's a lie. The definition of a nigger is somebody how you act. Okay? And I'll be damned. I don't care if you're black, white, Asian, French, Dutch, English, Chinese, Japanese, Sweden, European, Australia. I don't care what you are. You call me the N-word if you want to. And you will have hell to pay. I will beat you senseless. Now, let me clarify this. If you are a female and you call me that, I won't touch you because I'm not that kind of, I don't hit women. That's not my MO. I don't fight women. I don't hit them. I don't push them. That's not my, how I was raised. I was raised by a great parent, a great great grandmother, and great grandfather, wonderful mother. That's not they say, don't you ever, okay, I smash, don't you ever put your hands on a female. Okay, how mad does she make you get? But men, y'all hold on a different story. You call me the N-word if you want to. If I find you, you're going to pay. Because I am so sick and tired of these other people. And even ourselves calling us nigga, whatever. Okay, grow up. Yeah, I know there's a group called NWA. Yeah, I listen to them all the time when I was a young kid. But that was then. This is now. And sometimes it has not even changed the mental state of some people. Because the word nigga, let me break it down for you. When people use the word nigger, it usually means against another person's color, okay? They're racially profiling somebody else's skin color. When we say nigga, that's like, oh, this is my homeboy. You know what I'm saying? I'll never forget that. I was working for Safeway. Now I've become Harvest Foods back in the day. My coworker got mad at a white person for calling him the N-word. And he didn't say it with the E-R, he said it with the A, and nigga. And he got mad. I said, hold on, bro. Why you getting mad at him because of his skin color versus him, your homeboy over here? Well, he's black. What is the damn difference? Tell me, what is the difference between calling each other out their name other than their own name? No, you will call me Aaron. You will call me Daniel. You will call me Mr. Hubbard. If I ever hear the N-word come out your mouth from me, I promise you, you will get a beat down that second. Well, why are you getting so mad, preacher? I'm not mad per se. I'm disturbed. Because I am sick and tired of the nonsense that we as black folks have to go through dealing with other madness from other people. We have their drama within ourselves, being slavery, in slavery, being whipped, having the dogs after us, sprayed with fire hoses, being killed over stupid stuff that we didn't do it, being pulled over by cops. Yes, I said it. Being pulled over by cops and get our lives taken away because we are unarmed black men. And so for that reason, I'm doing this show because I'm tired of the nonsense that we as black people have to go through. I thank God I was born in 71 because I was going back then, I would have killed somebody. Even today, I don't take that lightly. It ain't funny. It ain't cute. And that's, you know what? I don't understand how my sisters are doing this to each other, too. I'm going to say this, too, when I'm thinking about it. My black, beautiful sisters, listen to me. My beautiful black sisters, my BBSs. Why in the world are y'all calling yourselves bitches and hoes and sluts, skanks? Oh, this is my bitch. Oh, this is my hoe. Why y'all doing that to yourselves? But y'all are so quick. Excuse me. Some of y'all are so quick to get mad at a brother who calls y'all the same name. Come here, bitch. Come here, hoe. I ain't your bitch. Well, I'm confused. You just called your homegirl a bitch. You just called your sister. You just called your... What's going on? But you get mad at us for calling you that. I know some male bitches. I mean, give me a break. Explain to me why y'all do y'all. If y'all would give me an email and say this is why we do it, I'll be so happy. I really would. My email is sooutspoken@gmail.com. That's so outspoken, OUTSPOKEN 500@gmail.com. Explain to me this. Why do y'all call yourselves that word? Now, this is my hoe. And brothers, let us stop disrespecting the black female race, the mother of the earth, Africa, the queen. How did Cube say it? Mother of the earth, queen of Africa, something like that. Y'all know the story, the movie Highlander, Ice Cube and Busta Rhymes. why do we do this to each other and to black women? Why? I mean, I'm not saying that because all women should not be called that word. I'm just speaking because of my ancestral background, that I am an African-American male, born and raised in Arkansas. Born in Prescott, which is about an hour and a half and 2 hours away from Little Rock. Was raised in Gurnee, Arkansas by my grandparents, Little Rock. Stayed there almost my whole life. Came up here right just in Minnesota. Yeah, I've just lived traveling. Yeah, been to Montana, been to North Dakota. Yeah, I've been doing a little traveling. But I was trying to figure out, why do we do this to each other? Why don't we call ourselves niggas, MFers, any other name I can't think of right now? Then we call our black women bitches and hoes and sluts and skanks and all this crap. Email me, please, and answer the question for me, please. Why do we do this to each other? Sooutspoken500@gmail.com. Because I want to know. Because God forbid, if somebody call somebody who I care about or love, who's a female out their name, and I hear it, I hope y'all got bail money. I really do. I hope y'all got some good lawyers, because what's going to happen next, it would not be legal. And let me say this, too, because y'all preachers out there who are so holier than thou, who done no wrong, y'all some fools if y'all think I'm losing, if I'm let this go or let this fly. No. I don't care if I am a minister. I know the Bible says, ye anger but sin not, but and guys working with me to this day about that verse, and I thank him for it because I have grown in Christ since yesterday. But if you call me the N-word or call any of my female friends or feminists of my family a B-word or H-word or any other word beside her name, you're going to get it. Mm-hmm, yes, you are. But because I am tired of disrespect that we are doing this to each other. And we, and you know what? I'm not going to take this from nobody else. I'm going to take it from my own folks. If I hear the words, "What up, nigga," one more time, I don't know what I'll do. And my bastard's here, not to make the bastard's hear it. Come here, bitch. Let me house you for a second. I don't know what I might do. So, keep in your prayers, please, because I am very disturbed right now, and I'm about to pop and just throw this computer onto the floor. And I can't because it's mine, I paid for it, and I'm going to just break my own stuff. But just keep in your prayers right now, please, and just let me know what y'all feel about this situation, because if you feel the way I feel, God bless you. If you don't, something wrong with you. And I just refuse to let anybody of any race call me the N-word because they feel like it. Okay, they just want to. I don't care if you're my homeboy or not. Do that and see what happens to you. So I'm going to go. I done ranted long enough. But thank God I don't sound like Kanye West. This is ignorant behind. That boy need prayer. Lord have mercy. I'm ranting on some stuff that needs to be corrected. Wait till now, it don't make no kind of sense. That's just plain stupid. Oh my God, that boy, oh my Lord, gee, he need Jesus for real. He will do. But anyway, yeah, hit me up. So I spoken. 500@gmail.com. And yeah, tell me what you think about the show. Tell me what your thoughts are. And we'll just keep it moving. If you have any topics you want to talk about, or do you want to call, get on my show to talk about, whatever, feel free to write me at the same address and say, hey, I got a topic I want to talk about. Can you pencil me in? I'll do it. For real. Only thing I ask you to do for me is work with me. And I mean by that, I mean, if I can't do a show at the time you request it because I may be either at work or I'm asleep or I can't do the prime time because I'm not a paid member. So don't get upset if you can't do a show. If I can't do a show, you want at 7:30 at night on a Wednesday and I don't have that time slot. Chill out. But if you have anything we'll talk about, I'll get right your back and say, hey, I can do this show this day on this time. How's it work for you? And we'll make it work. But yeah, just give me a topic, what you want to talk about, or you want me to talk about, whatever, don't matter. I'm here. The show is called Speak Your Mind Now. Thank y'all for listening, live or in the archive. But I do not apologize for nothing I said tonight. If you are offended, good. Because it's time out for people playing, time out for people being nonchalant, and time out for people not taking life seriously. I never told God or anybody else who I know that I will be soft and kind and gentle if I preach the word of God, if I teach the word of God. No, I'm going to be hardcore. I'm ready to argue. I'm ruthless, I'm raw, and I'm real. Because a friend of mine, may she rest in peace, called me one day and said, out of respect for you, Aaron, I love you like a brother, but you are a ghetto gospel preacher. And I said, thank you. And that's why I am the ghetto preacher of the gospel. I appreciate her saying that to me. May she rest in peace. That was my friend. So, like I said before, if anything I said offended you, I make no apology for that. And I will apologize no time soon. As a matter of fact, I would not live, I would die and go to my grave with your upfront, with my non-said upfront to you apology. Because we will not get it. But this is what God has called me to do. And he's called me to speak the truth. Whether I'm preaching, teaching, or just parents talking about what's going on in the community. He said, speak the truth. That's it. But God bless all y'all. Have a wonderful, blessed day, night, week, month, rest of the year, whatever. Just keep God first in all you do. because God is able. Bless you.
You might as well give up the fight, but God said the battle is already won.
They walked on,
faith hung on you,
faith
was, faith relied on you. But in the midst of all of that, God still raised up a
champion.
In the midst of the hurt, in the midst of the pain, in the midst of distractions, have a dream, but God says you have heard. They said this problem will never end, but God says I'll bring you out, my child. They said you might as well throw in the towel, but God said this storm is just for a while.
They
talked on you, they prayed, may have even lied on you, but in the midst of all of that, God's tears. Gonna face pain, gonna face.